So welcome everyone to another Feldenkrais online lesson. And this lesson, in some ways you could say it's a classic Feldenkrais lesson in that it addresses everything. But one of the sort of, I guess you could call the obvious benefits of it has to do with the relationship of your arms to your shoulders to your pelvis. And then, of course, I always think of it as, well, if it's your arms and your shoulders and your pelvis, then, of course, your spine is going to get involved. Your hips are going to get involved. So one of my students the other day said, this was a very thorough lesson. So I hope you are looking forward to a thorough adventure of yourself as you do the wonderful feeling of lying on the floor. So this lesson is going to begin with a couple of little reference movements so that we can actually see how this lesson affects our functioning as well as the flexibility in our spines. So simply take your arms and put them on the floor above your head. So you're not bringing them to the ceiling, but you're literally, you know, when we say above our heads, it's literally on the floor with your arms reaching towards the wall behind you. And if you can't put your arms there, place them on the floor where you can. And just notice where that is for you, where you feel you could rest your arms and what you feel in your shoulder blades and your shoulder girdle. And if you are not directly above your head, you know, play around with moving in that direction and just noticing what stops you. Where do you feel the limitation of bringing your arms in the direction of your head? And if you have an issue with bringing your arms over your head and they're out to the side right now, another way to play is to bring your arms back down by your side for a moment. And then from there, bend your elbows and bring your hands to face your face so that your elbows are close to you. And then just continue moving your hands upward in the direction of the wall behind you. Just feeling, how does it feel there? You can leave your elbows bent, but just noticing when are you unable to go further. So we're playing around with all the different ways that you could place your arms, your shoulders, and then put your arms back down by your side. So that was a way to check in with that aspect of function. And now bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And cross your right leg across your left leg. If you can do it thigh to thigh, that's ideal. If you have to use your shin or your ankle, then do what you need to do to be comfortable. And just a few times, let your legs tilt over to the right, just where it's easy and comfortable, and return. And what we're looking at here is what does it feel like in the left side of your sacrum, your spine? And again, it's really important right now to keep it within what is an easy, comfortable movement. And then just switch your legs. And then let it go. Slide your legs down. And just take a moment. And while you're resting in this position, could you now take a momentary tour of some of those areas that were involved in movement, both in your arms above your head as well as in that tilting of the legs? So in other words, take a moment to notice how your shoulder blades are touching the floor right now. And maybe you can remember how your arms were and relate that to the experience of how one shoulder blade is touching in comparison to the other. Maybe the arm that you felt greater ease has a different connection to the floor than the other arm. Or maybe the weight distribution is slightly different. And then also taking note of the space between your shoulder blades. As you're breathing, maybe noticing the movement of your rib cage, noticing your spine. So, you know, each of your ribs connects up to your vertebrae. And then if you travel down through your thoracic spine and your rib cage, turn your attention to the space between the bottom of your ribs and the top of your waist. So, you know, Feldenkrais called this the soft spot. And it's kind of interesting. And you can even, if you want to, you could even bring your hands and sense where, what actually is the distance between that last rib and the top of your pelvis? Is it one finger? Is it an entire hand's breadth? What's the relationship between your ribs and the top of your waist? Because that also gives you some information about how you organize your diaphragm. Of course, you can't do anything about your diaphragm, but you can organize your ribs so that there's space for your diaphragm. And then notice how your pelvis is lying on the floor. And then noticing your arms at rest. And how your legs come out of your pelvis. And now in any way that's comfortable for you, bring your right hand up above your head, leave your left hand down, and turn your palms so that both palms are facing the ceiling. So in other words, the backs of your hands are on the floor. Your right arm is up, your left arm is down, down by your hips somewhere. So you kind of look like the, you know, those of you who have ever seen tarot cards, you kind of look like the magician in the tarot with one arm up and one arm down, one hand pointing to heaven, one hand pointing down to the earth, right? And now from here, could you just begin to play with how could you distance these two arms from each other? So you're just kind of feeling the way you lengthen one arm and then the other arm. What takes place in your ribs on the right side and on the left side, if anything? You know, you might feel something under your armpit, remembering to stay within your comfort range. So if this is uncomfortable for the upper arm, please give yourself permission to explore. You know, you could have the arm diagonally out to the side so that you reach with a straight arm, or you could do that bent elbow close to your face movement and see, could you maybe move in another way so that your shoulder blade moves your arm upward as the left arm moves downward. Explore what are your possibilities for distancing the arms from each other. And one of the things I like about this lesson, I've been thinking a lot about constraint this week, is that there are some interesting little constraints that we play with, and then of course later we release. And so the first constraint is don't move your head. Right, we're so conditioned in a way when we do a lot of Feldenkrais to go, okay, what can I move to allow the movement to grow a little bit more? So here, could you intentionally keep your head still and notice what that does to the feeling on the side of your neck and how that maybe invites a different way of moving your clavicle? Notice your breathing. And then pause a moment and bend your right leg and put your right foot standing. And now could you begin to use your right foot to push your, you could say to push your hip, to push your spine, so that your right arm begins to crawl a little bit along the floor just from the impact of you using your hip and your foot. So it's not like you're trying to rotate here. Instead, you're giving a kind of a little push of your whole self up in the direction of your arm. And at the same time, you're lengthening your left arm downward towards your feet. So what you're going to notice, of course, is by adding this movement of your hip, the left arm is not going to move in the same way. It's kind of interesting how it increases in one part, but then it limits in another part. So we start to see where different choices create different opportunities and different constraints, just like life. Notice your breath. And then slowly, and again, if you have an arm issue, you can once again bend that elbow and bring it down in front of your face, but bring your arm down, slide your leg down, and take a break. And just notice how this movement has maybe informed something about your shape, your relationship to the floor. And now extend your left arm above your head. And just begin to play with this idea of distancing the two arms from each other. And it's kind of interesting to even ask yourself the question, well, where does the movement begin? Does it begin with just the thought? Is it the hands pulling the arms? Or is it the shoulders pushing the arms? And what does the experience of what's happening in the torso do for, you know, like when I bring my awareness to my ribs, does it change how I use my arms? Again, you're not moving your head here. The constraint is that the head stays in place so that you can feel something new, maybe on the side of the neck. And then bend your left leg and put your left foot standing. And let that left foot give a little bit of a push in the direction of your left shoulder. So you'll feel your left hip will lift a little bit, but it's not taking it to the point of rotation. It's like you're literally pushing your spine up. You don't have to even strain with that left arm. It just kind of lets that left arm lengthen. And then, once again, let it go and rest. One thing about these lessons that have a lot of kind of symmetrical explorations, you know, you do it on one side and then you do it on the other side, you really can get a sense of how so much of us is fluid, literally fluid, like 65% fluid. So as we're doing this movement, it's almost like you're reorganizing these water molecules that compose what we consider ourselves to be bodies, right? And so now bring your left arm back up. So it's the left arm up, the right arm down. Bend your legs and cross your right leg across your left leg, the way we did in the beginning of the lesson. And now just begin tilting both of your legs over to the right and return a few times. And as we explore this movement of tilting the legs and returning, I really want to emphasize that you want to stay within what feels easy. If you tilt so far that you start to feel a pulling or a discomfort in the back of the sacrum, then it's going to be really hard to bring your leg back. So play for a few moments and just let the leg tilt and return and find what could you do to make it easier for yourself to return. So explore what it's like to exhale, for example. You could exhale on the way down and then you could take a breath in and exhale on the way up as well. Would that help the movement? Or you could think about what your ribs and spine are doing as they leave the floor, and could they do the opposite as they return to the floor? I know that sounds kind of esoteric, but if you think about it, your ribs and your pelvis have left the floor. So if you think about your ribs sinking back to the floor as you exhale, bringing your legs up, you might find some easier ways of bringing your legs up. And then throughout this, of course, we're paying attention to what's happening to the left arm. notice that as your legs tilt, that you feel maybe a little bit of a lightening in the left shoulder. You feel more weight on the right side. And if you can, and again, you're keeping your head still here, but if you can, see if you can leave your left arm where it is. In other words, you know, if you go really far with the tilting, you would start dragging the arm downward. But see if you only go far enough so that the arm could be absolutely at rest and you're kind of feeling as if you're relaxing or releasing the muscles in your shoulder joint. Just letting that be really soft. And then let that go. Uncross your legs. Slowly bring your arm back down. And pause a moment. And then bring the left arm back up. Bend your legs again. This time cross your left across your right. And begin tilting both of your legs over to the left. So to the opposite direction that you were before. So tilting to the left and returning. And so, of course, it's a completely different feeling now. As you're tilting your legs over to the left, you feel how that shoulder blade, that left shoulder blade starts to actually press into the floor a little bit. So now add turning your head to the left as you tilt your legs to the left. And could you also begin to let your right shoulder kind of curl upward? And so that your right arm starts to come onto your body. And basically what you're going to do is roll in such a way, like starting with the leg, then the head, then the shoulder, so that you end up rolling onto your left side, and if possible, with your head on your arm. So you don't have to do it all at once, but you're letting that right arm just kind of come along for the ride, but really let that right shoulder come up. So it's your right shoulder's kind of shrugging you forward. And then return, right? Play with that movement a couple of times. And I'm going to add one more thing because, you know, so one thing you don't want to do is you just don't want to like keel over. You don't want to turn it into a log rolling thing. So seeing if you can make it almost like a wave motion where it's like knees, hips, shoulder, arm, head. And then as you get to your left side, could you find a way to turn your palm over? So that your palm ends up facing the floor. And of course, there's two ways to do that, but do it the easy way. So you roll to the left. Your shoulder comes up, your right shoulder comes up, your head rolls, and you find yourself lying on your arm. And by the way, if your arm is in some way compromised where you can't bring it up high enough to put your head on it, please feel free to just, you know, take your pillow along with you if you have a pillow so that your head can lie comfortably. And then let the whole thing go and rest. And just notice as you're resting whether you feel a difference in the size of your left side comparing to your right side. Or there's something different in how the two parts connect to the floor. And then once again, bring your left arm up And I'm just going to prep you, because some of you are in narrow spaces, that what you're going to do is you're going to end up lying on your left side like we did a minute ago for a few moments. So if you need to adjust your space and move a little to the right of your space, then bring your arm up, bend your legs, cross your left leg across your right leg again, and roll onto your left side so that you're resting on your left arm with your left palm down. Find a place where you can hang out there. If it's uncomfortable for you to have your legs bent and crossed, find a way to make it comfortable for yourself. And then you're going to take your right hand, that's the arm that's resting on your side right now, and bring it so that you're holding the left side of your head. So you kind of bring it over the top of your head. So you're holding your left temple. And then just really easily begin lifting your head as if you wanted to bring your elbow in the direction of your hip. Again, thinking about an exhale as you do it. And try to sense the shape of your ribs, right? So again, it's very interesting. As you exhale, right, as you exhale, you can have the ribs on the top come together. But even though you're exhaling, your lower ribs are pressing into the floor. You could picture what the diaphragm is doing at this moment. And maybe you could even think about like the bellows of an upside down accordion in this case, because the ribs on the top are coming together, the ribs on the bottom are coming apart. And could you imagine, as you're doing this, what your spine must be doing if your ribs are doing two different things? Lovely. And then let it go and rest on your backs. And as you're resting on your backs right now, just bring your attention back to the soft area, the space between your ribs and the top of your pelvis. Just noticing what the sensation is there after having done this move, whether you had your legs crossed on the other side or not. There was like a little bit of a challenge for that part of yourself. And now bring your right arm up and your left arm down. Bend your legs, bring your feet to standing. Cross your left leg across your right leg. And just begin tilting your legs to the left, right? And this is where you're trying to keep it really easy. And as you're doing it, you're attending to your breath. And you're trying to let that right arm just be relaxed. So it doesn't get dragged, it doesn't get pulled, and it doesn't resist. So you're really finding that connection between the movement in the pelvis and that right shoulder joint. So your right arm is up. And sensing for yourself, is it different on this side? And as you tilt and your pelvis lifts on this side, what are you experiencing in that space between the ribs and the waist? And then let it go and rest. And then bend your legs again, bring your right arm back up again, cross your right leg across your left leg, and begin tilting your legs to the right. And as you tilt your legs to the right, feeling how that can maybe invite that right arm to lengthen a little bit. Beginning to allow the head to roll a little bit towards the right side. And then thinking about that left shoulder kind of lifting off the floor, feeling like your left shoulder blade comes off the floor and carries your left arm over so that you eventually end up on your right side. And take as much time as you need to get there. You don't have to get there all at once with my directions. You can explore, again, thinking about that sequential wave pattern. So you're not throwing yourself over to your side. You're not falling on your side. So it's the right over the left. The right leg is over the left. And as you come to the side, finding a way to let your head rest on your upper arm, turning that right palm over so that your thumb is moving away from your face. Paying attention as you do this movement, what's so interesting is as the knees go, then the pelvis goes, then the ribs go, can you picture the spiraling of your spine? Sort of like each vertebrae doing a little bit of a dance as it moves across. And then let the whole thing go and rest. And then bend your legs, cross your right across your left again. This time, and your right arm is up above your head. So this time you're going to do that whole sequence, but once you roll to your right side, you're going to stay there. And then taking your top arm, your left arm, bringing it over your head to hold on to your right temple, somewhere near your right ear. And exploring raising and lowering your head so that the elbow is moving in the direction of the hip. Always remembering to stay within what's comfortable for you. So if it feels, you know, really too much to have your legs crossed, uncross them. Find a way to be comfortable for yourself so that you can focus your attention on what's happening in your ribs, your waist, your neck, your breath. Ah, the breath. And then let it all go and rest. And notice what's happening to your contact with the floor. Also notice, where do your thoughts go? Do they go to the sensation, comparisons, judgments, evaluations, congratulations? Or do they go to things that have nothing to do with today's experience? Sometimes when our thoughts drift while we're having a somatic experience like this, we get little insights, stuff that's been on our mind or below the surface of our consciousness. So now bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, extend your left arm above your head, however you've been doing it. And of course, your right arm is still down with the back of the hand on the floor. And now, could you raise your right leg up in the air? It doesn't have to be perfectly straight, but you're kind of up in the direction of the ceiling. And this is another section where we explore the possibilities of moving within constraint. So what you're going to do is you're going to take your right leg and begin moving it as if you wanted to bring it all the way over to your left, but you cannot move your left knee and your left foot stays in contact with the floor. So that's the constraint. It's kind of like a little game to play with yourself. Well, how can I get my right foot over to the left, up in the air, so that means that in some way you have to invite that right hip to lift off the floor even while you're keeping that left knee vertical. So an image that I found helped me was imagining that someone was pulling my leg, you know, or you could imagine that you're pushing something over to the left with your right foot. And that helps that hip move a little bit. But of course, it's not a huge movement, right? But as you're doing that, it's kind of fun to pay attention and notice, well, why is my left arm up? Notice your breath. And then let it go and rest. And then bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, bring that left arm back up again, cross your left leg across your right leg, and just tilt your legs over to the left where they can stay comfortably. And from there, wherever you're tilted, could you straighten your left leg out to the side and along the trajectory that the leg is right now. So you're kind of tilted over to the side and just let your left leg kind of extend out to the side. If you want to put it on the floor, you can. If you want to leave it up in the air, you can. If it's straight, great. If it's a little bent, that's fine too. And all you're going to do is begin moving your leg up in the direction of your head and back down to where it is, kind of like a little arc. So it's got to be a little bit out to the left in order to do it. You want to have it a little out to the left. It's not going straight up and down. So you're kind of tilted a little bit over. There you go. And everyone's going to have a different experience of this. And then let it go and rest. It's one of those that you don't want to go for too long. And then once again, put your left arm above your head, bend your legs, cross your right across your left, tilt over to the right. And once you've gotten over to the right, as far as is easy and comfortable, could you extend your right leg out to the side, wherever it goes out to the side? When I did this the other day, some people found it a lot easier to just let their leg rest on the floor. Other people found it a lot easier to leave their leg up in the air. But you're just kind of letting it arc in the direction of your head and then back down again. And your left knee is tipped over now, as opposed to the way it was before. Now your left knee is tipped over so that that left hip is up off the floor. Just as you're doing this, do you feel anything happening in your left shoulder blade? Ah, remember the left shoulder blade? There's a connection here somewhere. We're always talking about the connection between the pelvis and the opposite shoulder, right? So do you feel anything happening as you're doing this? And then leave your arm above your head, but just bring your legs back to the center. Stretch out your legs a second and just feel your arm as it's lying there without movement. And then slowly bring your arm back down and take a rest. And now extend your right arm above your head. Bend your legs. Raise your left leg up to the ceiling. And begin to explore that movement of bringing that left leg over to the right while keeping your right knee and your right foot more or less stable. Playing around with how can you kind of invite that hip to lift off the floor. Maybe you have an imaginary friend pulling your leg. Again, staying within your comfort range. If it feels like you can only get your pelvis off the floor a half an inch, that's okay. Or maybe you just feel like you can just roll a little bit. Whatever, remembering that you're doing this according to your interest, your ability, your curiosity, your pleasure. Remember to breathe. And then let it go and rest. And then bend your legs again. Bring that right arm up again. Cross your right leg across your left leg. And just tilt your legs over to the right as far as is easy and comfortable. Just find that spot and then extend your right leg out to the right and explore that movement of swinging your leg up in the direction of your head and back down. Remember, less is more. I see some people are flinging. You don't have to fling. Keep it easy. Be lazy. Even with this kind of a relatively large movement, can you be lazy for yourself? You could say physically lazy, but mentally and emotionally alive and present. And then let it go. Come on back and rest. And then bend your legs again. Bring that right arm back up again. Cross your left across your right. Tilt your legs over to the left where they can hang out. And then extend that left leg out to the left. And as you swing your leg up and down, Take note. It's not just what's happening in your hip joint, although that's a big deal. And like I said, keep it comfortable. But notice what you're feeling in the ribs and in the shoulder blades. And then let it go and roll back onto your backs and rest. One of the other reasons that I really enjoy this lesson is because it really explores a movement and a function that to me is, you know, quintessentially Feldenkraisian, but we're coming at it in a completely different way. So you're all going to recognize what I'm talking about, those of you who've done Feldenkrais lessons before, when we do this next movement. So extend your right arm above your head again. And once again, the backs of the hands are on the floor. And now bend your left leg and bring your left foot so that it's standing. Your left leg. And then could you do the movement that you were doing of distancing your hands from each other as you lift your left hip? And now there's no constraint, turn your head to look up at your right hand. So I'll say the whole thing again, because now we've turned it into this movement of extending and reaching as well as distancing. So the two arms are moving away from each other. The hip is lifting. You turn your head to the right to look up beyond your right hand, noticing what you feel in your ribs, noticing whether you've chosen to exhale or inhale as you do it. So your foot stays on the floor. You're pushing with your foot into the floor to lift your left hip, turning your head to look at your right hand. So you're not just looking at your right upper arm, but you're literally looking all the way up beyond, as if you wanted to see the wall above your head as you turn your head. And then could you continue the exact same movement that you're doing, distancing your hands, lifting your hip, but could you turn your head to the left to look down towards the hand that's reaching down and feel how that's different for you? So you're still moving your arms apart from each other, but you're changing the angle of your neck and your head. And now begin to explore what it would be like to alternate. So one time you're looking up at your hand, you come back, and then you look down towards your left hand. And just begin to enjoy that beautiful relationship. Notice that here now your head is involving your cervical spine, and how as you turn your head, you're changing the quality of the movement of your ribs. In one way going more in extension, and another way going more into a side flexion. Feeling the rotation in your pelvis, all of these wonderful complex movements that we don't do when we sit at our computer all day. And then let it go and rest. And then bend your right leg, bring your left arm up, and begin the same movement, this time with your head turning to the left and looking up towards your left hand as you lift your right hip. By the way, as you're doing this, as you're rolling to the left and that arm is lengthening a little bit, you can play with what it might be like to turn the arm over so that the palm is down as you turn. It's up to you. And then explore turning your head the other way, since some of you already started. And then could you begin alternating? One time turning and sliding your head to look up at your hand, and then the next time turning your head to look down at your right hand. One of those classic, beautiful feelings of elegance and grace that these awareness through movement lessons provide for us. And then, you know, do it for as long as you want and take your own rest. So feel when have you had enough? And just notice how your arms are resting on the floor now in their comfortable position. Noticing your shoulders, your waist, that area between your ribs and your waist, has that changed in any way for you? How your pelvis is lying on the floor? We'll just try one more thing, and that's bring your arms back up over your head, however you want to. See if it's any different than it was in the beginning of the lesson, and bend both of your legs and put both feet standing. And could you use your feet to raise your pelvis and your back up off the floor so that it's kind of pushing your shoulder girdle and pushing your arms a little bit further towards that opposite wall? And then once your arms have lengthened in that way, see if you can put your back down and let your arms just more or less stay where they are. If it drags them, that's okay. Stay within your comfort range. But just a couple times play with this delicious feeling of raising your pelvis and your back up in the air and letting that help your arms lengthen. We really can see this connection all the way through the back when we do this. And then the next time that your pelvis comes down, let your arms come back down. Leave your legs bent. And cross your right leg across your left leg. And just let your legs tilt over to the right a couple of times and just feel, how is it different from it was in the beginning of the lesson? Is there something new in how you're feeling it? Can you sense the connection to your shoulders differently? What do you feel in your neck, in your head? And then go ahead and switch your legs and try the other side. Your arms are down by your side at this point. And then let it go. Stretch out your legs. Take another moment to just digest yourself. Where things have shifted for you. What is your experience of yourself right now? What's your personal takeaway from this time that you've spent taking care of yourself? And then slowly roll to your sides and come up to standing. And once you're standing, just noticing, how are your arms hanging? How has your posture been affected? See what it's like to raise your arms up to the ceiling. What does it feel like for you right now? Can you feel the connection through the sides of your ribcage into your waist? Take a walk. You can put your arms down when you're walking, of course. And just notice, Is there a relationship between the pelvis and the shoulder girdle? And that's the end of today's lesson. Thank you all very much.